Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal the extraordinary ways in which He is about to rewrite your story and lead you into a new season of abundant blessings. As you journey through life, it's easy to become discouraged when faced with challenges and obstacles that seem insurmountable. But the truth is, our God is a master storyteller who is always working behind the scenes to weave together the perfect narrative for your life, even when you can't see it. In this video, we'll uncover 10 powerful signs that indicate God is about to rewrite your story and unleash a new chapter filled with His favor, providence, and divine purpose. Through the wisdom of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced similar transformations, you'll gain a renewed sense of hope and faith for the incredible plans God has in store for you. When we choose to surrender our stories to the author and finisher of our faith, we can trust that He will edit out the pages of pain and disappointment and replace them with chapters of joy, restoration, and fulfillment. He is the God who specializes in turning broken stories into beautiful testimonies of His grace and redemption. So, if you've been praying for a new beginning, or you're in need of hope and healing from the struggles of your past, this video is for you. And please, don't keep this message of divine restoration to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be in need of a reminder that God is able to rewrite their story and give them a new ending. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this life-changing message to even more people who need to hear it. Together, we can stand united in faith, believing in the power of our God to transform lives and rewrite stories for His glory. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to trust Him with your story and believe in His ability to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask or imagine. Remember, your story isn't over yet, and the best is still yet to come. Keep holding on to faith, surrendering your narrative to His loving hands, and watch as He rewrites your story into a beautiful masterpiece that will leave a lasting impact on the world around you. Number 1. When God is about to rewrite your story, one of the first things you may notice is a stirring deep within your spirit. It's a sense that change is on the horizon, even if you can't quite see it yet. This feeling is like a gentle whisper from the Holy Spirit, nudging you towards a new path. You may feel a restlessness or unsettledness, as if you're a seed waiting to sprout forth into something new and beautiful. Your current situation might feel uncomfortable, but that's because God is gently shaking the soil of your life, preparing you for the growth and transformation to come. As you go about your daily life, you start noticing signs and coincidences that seem to be pointing you in a new direction. A Bible verse that keeps popping up, a song lyric that resonates deep within, or a conversation with a friend that sparks inspiration. These are not mere chance occurrences, but rather divine breadcrumbs leading you towards God's plan. You may find yourself drawn to new opportunities or relationships that align with the stirring in your heart. Doors that were once closed begin to crack open, inviting you to step out in faith. The path ahead might seem uncertain, but you can trust that God is guiding your every step. As you pray and seek God's will, the vision for your life starts to become clearer. Dreams that lay dormant begin to reawaken, and passions that were once buried rise to the surface. You feel a renewed sense of purpose and calling, knowing that God has great things in store for you. This is a season of preparation and positioning. Just as a builder lays a foundation before constructing a house, God is laying the groundwork for the amazing story He is about to write in your life. He is aligning the right people, places, and opportunities to set the stage for His divine plan to unfold. During this time, it's important to stay close to God through prayer, worship, and studying His Word. Surround yourself with faith-filled community who will encourage and support you on this journey. Keep your heart open and expectant, trusting that God's timing is perfect and His ways are higher than yours. As you continue to walk in obedience and faith, you will begin to see God's hand moving in powerful ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable will crumble before you, and doors of opportunity will swing wide open. Your story will take twists and turns you never could have imagined, but through it all, God's love and faithfulness will be the constant thread weaving it all together. So take heart, dear friend. The stirring you feel, the restlessness in your spirit, is a beautiful invitation from God to embark on a new chapter. He is the master storyteller, and He is writing a tale of redemption, hope, and purpose just for you. Embrace the journey ahead, knowing that the best is yet to come. For when God rewrites your story, it becomes a masterpiece that will impact lives for eternity. Number 2. When God is about to rewrite your story, one of the signs you may notice is that doors start closing behind you. This can be a confusing and even painful experience, as relationships, opportunities, or paths that once seemed right suddenly fall away. You might find yourself facing the end of a long-term friendship, the loss of a job you thought was secure, or the realization that a dream you've been pursuing is no longer meant for you. But don't despair, because even in these moments of loss and uncertainty, God is at work in your life. He is protecting you from roads that won't take you where He wants to lead you. Just like the Israelites had to leave behind the familiarity of Egypt to step into the Promised Land, sometimes we too have to let go of the old to embrace the new that God has in store. It's important to remember that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What might seem like a setback or a dead end to us is often God's way of redirecting us toward His perfect plan. He sees the bigger picture that we cannot yet see, and He knows the path that will lead us to the greatest fulfillment and joy. As doors close behind you, trust that God is not leaving you without options. He is simply clearing the way for new and better doors to open before you. In fact, He is already preparing those doors and orchestrating the circumstances that will lead you to them. Just as He led the Israelites with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, God will guide you step by step into the future He has designed for you. So when you find yourself in a season of closed doors, don't give in to fear or discouragement. Instead, lean into God's love and trust in His faithfulness. Take time to seek His face and listen for His voice. Let go of your own plans and expectations, and surrender your story to the author who knows every page from beginning to end. As you do, you'll find that God's plans are far better than anything you could have imagined for yourself. He has a way of taking the broken pieces of our lives and weaving them into a beautiful tapestry that reflects His glory. He turns our mourning into dancing, our sorrow into joy, and our ashes into beauty. Psalm 30:11, Isaiah 61:3. So if you find yourself in a season of closed doors, take heart. It's not the end of your story, but rather the beginning of a new chapter that God is writing. Trust that He is leading you toward a future filled with hope and purpose, and that every closed door is simply making way for the abundant life He has in store. Keep your eyes fixed on Him and watch in amazement as He rewrites your story into a masterpiece that will leave you in awe of His goodness and grace. Number 3. When God is about to rewrite your story, you may face unexpected challenges that shake your faith and make you question whether you truly heard His voice correctly. But take heart, for these roadblocks and obstacles are often divine tests, carefully designed by the Master's hand to strengthen your character and deepen your dependence on Him. Just as David, the young shepherd boy, had to confront the towering giant Goliath before he could ascend to the throne of Israel, your struggles are an essential part of the grand narrative God is weaving in your life. These trials are not meant to crush you, but to mold you into the brave, resilient, and faith-filled warrior He destined you to be. You see, our loving Heavenly Father is far more concerned with your character than your comfort. He knows that it is through the fires of adversity that the gold of your faith is refined and purified. Every challenge you face is an opportunity to lean into His embrace, to trust in His unfailing love, and to discover the depths of His grace and power. As you stand face to face with these giants, remember that you are not alone. The same God who empowered David to defeat Goliath with a simple sling and stone is fighting for you. He is your refuge, your strength, and your ever-present help in times of trouble. These battles are not meant to define you, but to prepare you for the incredible destiny God has in store. Just as a skilled blacksmith carefully hammers and shapes a piece of iron into a mighty sword, God is using these trials to forge you into a powerful instrument for His glory. So when the road ahead seems daunting and the obstacles appear insurmountable, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Trust that every setback is a setup for a comeback, every struggle a stepping stone to victory. Remember the words of James 1:2-4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Embrace the challenges, knowing that they are part of God's perfect plan to rewrite your story and transform you into the victorious, battle-ready believer He created you to be. Keep pressing forward, keep believing, and keep holding fast to His promises, for He who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. Your story is not over. In fact, it's just beginning. The best is yet to come. And as you trust in God's unfailing love and unshakable faithfulness, you will see His hand rewriting every page of your life into a beautiful masterpiece that will bring glory to His name and inspire countless others along the way. Number 4, when God is about to rewrite your story, you may find that you hear His voice more clearly than ever before. It's as if the chaos and distractions of life begin to fade away, and you're left with a profound sense of His presence and guidance. As you press into prayer, seeking God's will and direction, His voice cuts through the noise like a beacon in the darkness. You may not fully understand where He's leading you or how the pieces of your story will fit together, but you have a stronger sense of His hand upon your life, like the prophet Samuel, who heard God's voice calling to him in the temple. You're learning to quiet your heart and say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." God speaks to us in many ways, through the living and active word of Scripture, through the wise counsel of trusted mentors and friends, and through the still small voice of His Spirit within us. As you spend time in His presence, meditating on His promises and seeking His face, you'll find that His voice becomes clearer and more distinct. You may sense Him prompting you to take steps of faith, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. You may hear Him whispering words of comfort and reassurance during times of trial, reminding you that He is with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. You may feel His Spirit guiding you to reach out to someone in need, or to use your gifts and talents in new and exciting ways. As God begins to rewrite your story, His voice becomes the soundtrack of your life, the melody that guides your steps, and the rhythm that sets the pace for your journey. You may not have all the answers, but you know that you can trust the one who holds the pen. Like a master craftsman, God is weaving together the threads of your life into a beautiful tapestry, a masterpiece that reflects His glory and His grace. Every challenge, every setback, every unexpected twist and turn is part of His grand design. And as you learn to listen for His voice and follow His leading, you'll find that your story is becoming a testament to His faithfulness and love. So take heart, dear friend, if you're sensing that God is about to rewrite your story. Lean into His presence and listen for His voice. Trust that He is working all things together for your good and His glory. And know that the story He is writing for you is far greater than anything you could imagine on your own. Number 5, when God is about to rewrite your story, one of the most profound changes you'll experience is the transformation of your desires. As you draw closer to Him and allow His will to guide your path, you'll find that your own plans and dreams start to fade into the background, replaced by a burning passion for the things of God. just like a compass needle always points north, your heart will begin to align with God's heart. Your priorities will shift, and the things that once seemed so important, worldly success, material possessions, and temporary pleasures, will lose their luster. Instead, you'll find yourself consumed by a deep longing to know God more intimately and to be a part of His kingdom work. This transformation is a beautiful testament to the power of God's love and grace. He doesn't force us to change, but rather, He gently molds and shapes us as we seek Him. When we prioritize our relationship with God and make Him the center of our lives, He begins to replace our selfish desires with His perfect will. In the Bible, we see a powerful example of this in the life of Solomon. When God appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked him what he desired, Solomon could have asked for riches, power, or long life. Instead, he humbly asked for wisdom to govern God's people well. God was so pleased with Solomon's request that he not only granted him wisdom, but also blessed him with wealth, honor, and a long life. Like Solomon, as you seek God first and align your desires with His, you'll find that He is faithful to bless you in ways you never could have imagined. He'll give you the wisdom to navigate life's challenges, the strength to overcome obstacles, and the peace that surpasses all understanding. But the greatest blessing of all is the joy that comes from living a life fully surrendered to God. When you're passionate about the things of God, you'll find a sense of purpose and fulfillment that the world can never offer. You'll wake up each day excited to see how God will use you to advance His kingdom and touch the lives of those around you. So if you find yourself in a season where God is rewriting your story, embrace the change with open arms. Trust that He has a plan far greater than anything you could have dreamed up on your own. Allow Him to shape your desires and lead you down the path He has prepared for you. As you do, you'll discover the abundant life that Jesus promised, a life filled with love, joy, peace, and purpose. Remember, you are never alone on this journey. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and cheering you on. He delights in you and wants nothing more than to see you flourish in the story He has written for you. So keep seeking Him, keep trusting Him, and watch in awe as He transforms your desires and rewrites your story into a beautiful masterpiece for His glory. Number 6. When God is about to rewrite your story, you may find unexpected provision in your life. This is a testament to His love and faithfulness as He promises to meet all your needs according to His riches and glory. As you step out in faith, trusting in God's plan for your life, you may encounter surprising ways in which He provides for you. It's in these moments that you truly experience the depth of God's care and concern for His children. Remember the story of the widow in 2 Kings 4? She was in a desperate situation, facing a crippling debt and the threat of losing her sons to slavery. But when she sought help from the prophet Elisha, God miraculously multiplied her small jar of oil, providing enough to pay off her debts and even more to live on. In the same way, God can take the little that you have and multiply it abundantly to meet your needs. God's provision often comes in unexpected forms. It might be a random check that arrives in the mail just when you're struggling to make ends meet, a timely reminder that God is your ultimate provider. It could be a stranger offering a word of encouragement when you're on the verge of giving up, a divinely appointed encounter that lifts your spirit and strengthens your faith. These instances are love notes from your Heavenly Father, gentle reminders that He is watching over you and has your best interests at heart. He knows your every need before you even ask, and He delights in supplying them according to His perfect will. As you navigate the ups and downs of life, take comfort in knowing that God's resources are endless. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and holds the world in His hands. No need is too big or too small for Him to handle. He is the God of more than enough, able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or imagine. So when you find yourself in a place of need, don't hesitate to bring your requests before God. He is a loving Father who cares deeply for His children and desires to bless them with good things. Trust in His provision, even when it comes in unexpected ways, and watch as He rewrites your story with His grace and favor. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, providing for you, and working all things together for your good. Take heart in His promises, and have faith that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. As you embrace God's unexpected provision in your life, may your faith be strengthened, your joy be multiplied, and your testimony be a shining light to those around you. May you experience the fullness of God's love and goodness, knowing that He is always at work behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life for His glory and your ultimate benefit. Number 7. When God is about to rewrite your story, one of the most profound changes you'll experience is a new level of freedom. This freedom is unlike anything you've ever known before, and it has the power to transform every aspect of your life. As you step into this new chapter, you'll feel the chains of your past, your fears, and your sins start to fall away. These chains, which once held you captive and prevented you from living the life God intended for you, will no longer have a hold on you. Just like Lazarus, who emerged from the tomb after Jesus called him forth, you'll find yourself no longer bound by the grave clothes of your old life. This newfound freedom comes through the power of forgiveness and the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. When you accept God's forgiveness and allow the Spirit to guide you, you'll experience a liberation that is both exhilarating and humbling. You'll realize that you are no longer defined by your mistakes, your shortcomings, or your past. Instead, you are defined by your identity as a child of God. The Bible tells us that we have been set free from the law of sin and death, and that we now have the glorious freedom of the children of God. This freedom allows us to walk confidently into the new chapter that God is writing for us. We no longer have to be held back by fear, doubt, or insecurity. We can trust that God is leading us, guiding us, and equipping us for every good work He has prepared for us to do. As you embrace this new level of freedom, you'll find that your perspective on life begins to change. You'll see challenges as opportunities for growth and obstacles as stepping stones to greater faith. You'll have a renewed sense of purpose, knowing that God has a plan for your life that is greater than anything you could imagine on your own. This freedom also allows you to love others more deeply and authentically. When you are no longer weighed down by the burdens of your past, you can extend grace, compassion, and forgiveness to those around you. You'll find that your relationships become richer, more meaningful, and more fulfilling as you learn to love others the way Christ loves you. Ultimately, the freedom that comes with God rewriting your story is a freedom that can only be found in Him. It is a freedom that surpasses all understanding and has the power to bring healing, restoration, and transformation to every area of your life. As you step into this new chapter, embrace the freedom that is yours in Christ. Allow it to permeate your thoughts, your actions, and your relationships. And watch as God unfolds a story for your life that is more beautiful and more powerful than you ever could have imagined. Number 8. When God is about to rewrite your story, one of the most remarkable things that happens is that you begin to impact others in surprising and profound ways. As the Almighty takes hold of your life and starts to transform it from the inside out, your very existence becomes a living, breathing testimony to His grace, power, and love. Just like the Samaritan woman at the well in the Gospel of John, who had an encounter with Jesus that forever changed her life, you find yourself unable to keep silent about the incredible work God is doing in you. Your heart overflows with gratitude and amazement at the way He has taken your brokenness, your pain, and your past, and woven it into a beautiful tapestry of redemption. As you share your story with others, you begin to see the ripple effect of God's transformative power. Your words, infused with the authenticity of your own experience, carry a weight and impact that cannot be denied. People are drawn to the hope, the joy, and the peace that radiate from your life, and they want to know the source of it all. Your trials, which once seemed like insurmountable obstacles, now become the very things that showcase God's faithfulness and strength in your life. You can look back on those difficult times and see how He was with you every step of the way, guiding you, comforting you, and refining you through the fire. And now, those trials have become your triumphs, powerful testimonies of how God can take even the darkest of circumstances and use them for His glory. Similarly, the tests you have faced, the challenges, the temptations, the moments of doubt and fear have become the foundation upon which your faith has grown stronger and deeper. Each test has been an opportunity to lean into God's promises, to trust in His goodness, and to witness His hand at work in your life. And now those tests have become your testimonies, stories of God's faithfulness that you can share with others to encourage and inspire them in their own journeys. As you continue to walk with God and allow Him to rewrite your story, you begin to see that your life is no longer just about you. It is about the bigger story that God is writing, the story of redemption, restoration, and renewal that He is inviting all of humanity into. Your story becomes a chapter in His grand narrative, a powerful witness to the transformative love and grace of Jesus Christ. So embrace the surprising ways in which God is using your story to impact others. Don't be afraid to share your testimonies, to be vulnerable and authentic about the work He has done and is continuing to do in your life. You never know how your words, your example, and your faith might be the very thing that someone else needs to take that first step towards God. Remember, your story is not over yet. God is still writing, still shaping, still refining. Trust in His goodness, lean into His love, and watch in awe as He continues to use your life to bring others into His glorious story of redemption. Number 9. When God is about to rewrite your story, you may face resistance from the enemy. As you step into your God-given destiny and purpose, the enemy will try to distract, discourage, and derail you from the path God has set before you. Remember, the resistance is often greatest just before the breakthrough. The enemy knows that you are on the cusp of something great, and he will do everything in his power to hold you back. He may throw obstacles in your way, whisper lies in your ear, or try to make you doubt your calling. But do not be dismayed, for this is a sign that you are exactly where God wants you to be. In the book of Nehemiah, we see a powerful example of this principle in action. Nehemiah was called by God to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, but he faced fierce opposition from his enemies. They mocked him, threatened him, and tried to sabotage his efforts at every turn. But Nehemiah remained steadfast in his mission. He knew that God had called him to this work, and he refused to be deterred. Like Nehemiah, you may have to wield both a sword and a trowel as you step into your destiny. You may have to fight off attacks from the enemy while continuing to build the life God has called you to live. You may have to stand firm in your faith even as the world around you tries to pull you down. But remember, you are not alone in this fight. God is your shield and your strength, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. When the resistance comes, don't give up. Don't back down. Don't let the enemy steal your joy or your purpose. Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Trust in His promises and lean on His strength. Remember that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And as you press on in faith, know that the breakthrough is coming. Know that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life for your good and His glory. Know that He has a plan and a purpose for you that is greater than anything you could ask or imagine. So keep building, keep fighting, keep believing. Keep your eyes on the prize and your heart set on things above. For when God rewrites your story, it will be a masterpiece beyond your wildest dreams. It will be a testament to His faithfulness, His power, and His love for you. Remember, the enemy may come against you, but he has already been defeated. Christ has won the victory, and in Him, you are more than a conqueror. So stand firm in your faith, hold fast to God's promises, and watch as He rewrites your story for His glory and your good. For with God, all things are possible, and the best is yet to come. Number 10. When God is about to rewrite your story, you experience a peace that surpasses understanding. This profound sense of tranquility and calm settles deep within your soul, even in the face of life's most turbulent storms. It's a peace that the world cannot give, and one that defies logical explanation. In the midst of uncertainty, chaos, and change, you find yourself anchored in the unwavering presence of God. His love and grace surround you like a warm embrace, assuring you that He is with you every step of the way. You begin to understand that your story is not defined by your current circumstances, but rather by the hand of the one who holds your future. Like Paul and Silas, who sang praises to God while imprisoned in chains, your joy becomes untethered from the temporary trials and tribulations of this life. You discover that true happiness is not found in the absence of problems, but in the presence of a Savior who has overcome the world. With each passing day, you learn to trust more deeply in the goodness and faithfulness of God, knowing that His plans for you are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. As you surrender the pen of your life to the Master Storyteller, you begin to see your story through His eyes. You realize that every chapter, every page, and every word has been carefully crafted by the hand of a loving Father who knows the end from the beginning. You find peace in the knowledge that your story is not a random series of events, but a masterpiece in the making, a tapestry woven together by the threads of God's grace and purpose. With this newfound perspective, you approach each day with a sense of anticipation and wonder, eagerly awaiting the next chapter in your story. You trust that God is working all things together for your good, even when the plot twists and turns in unexpected ways. You find strength in the promise that He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So take heart, dear friend, if you find yourself in a season of uncertainty and change. If the pages of your story seem blank or the chapters feel unfinished, know that the author of your life is still writing. He has not abandoned you, and He has not forgotten His promises. Your story is safe in His hands, and the best is yet to come. As you continue to walk by faith and not by sight, may you experience the peace that surpasses understanding, the joy that knows no bounds, and the love that never fails. May you trust in the God who is able to do immeasurably more than all you could ask or imagine, and may your story bring glory to His name. For in the end, when the final chapter is written and the book is closed, you will look back and see that every page was necessary. Every sentence was purposeful, and every word was penned with love. So hold fast to the hope that is within you, and know that your story is far from over. The best chapters are yet to be written, and with God as the author, you can be sure that your story will be a masterpiece. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you humbly, acknowledging my struggles and heartache. My story feels broken, filled with disappointment, pain, and shattered dreams. At times I felt abandoned and alone, wondering how my life ended up so far from what I had hoped and planned. But today, I choose to place my story into your almighty hands. You are the author and finisher of my faith. You know every page of my life from beginning to end. I trust that even in the darkest chapters, you have never left my side. God, I believe that you are able to rewrite my story. No matter how many mistakes I've made or how hopeless my circumstances appear, you specialize in redemption and restoration. You make all things new. What the enemy meant for evil, you can transform for good. I ask that you would take the broken pieces of my life and craft them into a glorious testimony of your grace. Weave purpose and beauty into my pain. Use every trial and every tear to refine me and mold me into the person you created me to be. Give me the strength to let go of the story I wanted to write for myself and surrender fully to the story you have written for me. Open my eyes to see this new chapter you are penning. Fill the pages with healing, hope, and renewed joy. Ignite my passion to pursue your purpose for me with boldness and enthusiasm. Equip me through your Spirit to fulfill the plans you have predestined for me. Father, write redemption into the pages of my past, and fill my future with your promises and blessings. I choose to fix my eyes on you as you shape my life into a story that brings you glory. May my story become a beacon of hope to others who are hurting, pointing them to you, the Redeemer and Restorer of all things broken. Thank you for not giving up on me, even when I was ready to give up on myself. Thank you for loving me, in spite of my flaws and failures. Thank you for the cross that rewrote humanity's story from tragedy to triumph. I entrust my story to you and wait with anticipation for the amazing chapters that are yet to come. My hope is found in you alone. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this message, I want to leave you with a final thought of encouragement and hope. Remember that when God is on the move in your life, everything changes. He takes the broken pieces of your past and weaves them into a beautiful tapestry of purpose and destiny. He transforms your pain into power, your struggles into strength, and your failures into stepping stones to success. As you stand on the threshold of this new chapter in your life, know that God is with you every step of the way. He is the one who will open doors that no man can shut and close doors that no man can open. He is the one who will make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. So, trust in His timing, lean on His wisdom, and believe in His power to rewrite your story in ways that you never thought possible. Embrace the changes that He brings, even when they feel uncomfortable or unfamiliar. Be willing to let go of the old to make room for the new, and above all, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. He is the one who began a good work in you, and He will be faithful. As you step into this new season of your life, may you do so with faith, courage, and expectancy. May you experience the fullness of God's favor, the abundance of His provision, and the joy of His presence now and always. Remember, your story is not over yet. In fact, the best is yet to come. So, keep believing, keep persevering, and keep holding fast to the truth that with God, all things are possible. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He rewrite your story in ways that bring glory to His name and joy to your heart, now and forevermore. Amen.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, Clean Label Project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.